VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Poor baby. He's got a cold.
Call us now while you can still. Do so at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, you sound awful. So, we were talking about the 9 success habits of wealthy people that cost nothing.
We were.
And we'd gotten through the third one, which you did, which was Wealthy People Network. But just to regroup a little bit, the first one was wealthy people meditate. The second one was wealthy people wake up early.
We assume.
The third one was wealthy people network. And the fourth one is, and Stephanie is a good example of this, wealthy people keep themselves busy. Successful people are rarely idle. Achievers like President Lyndon Johnson and Robert Moses were known to work 60 to 65 hours per week. PayPal founder Elon Musk works a whopping 80 to 100 hours per week and has said that's the type of work ethic an entrepreneur needs to have. Now, I want to tell you about that one. I have something to say about that one. So he works 80 to 100 hours a week. The guy probably has no life. So somewhere along the line, there is a middle ground here where maybe you're not going to become the next Bill Gates, but you might become successful in your own right, okay? So, Griff, what is number five?
Number five, I thought you were... Oh, you did keep...
I did four.
You just did that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wealthy people want no one to say no. Warren Buffett says, the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. And we were just talking about the saying no.
Right.
Successful people realize that by saying no to negativity or extra work and activities that are a waste of time, they can focus on increasing their productivity. If they say yes to everyone and everything, they'll be too distracted and will not accomplish all the tasks they have done. Boy, this is such an important one.
It is an important one. And as I say, especially for women, they're always asked to do things. You know, you can go and tell a group of women in the mobile home rec center where I live that you're the CEO of a company and they'll ask you to bring donuts. I swear to God. I mean, they think you or they ask you to bake something to bring. They have no clue. So you have to be careful what you say yes to. Number six is wealthy people don't watch TV. Well, there you go. I'll never be wealthy, Griff.
Nope.
They read instead, which I used to do. According to Thomas Corley, author of Rich Habits, The Daily Success Habits of Wealthy Individuals, 67% of rich people only watch TV for 1 hour or less per day. Corley also found only 6% of the wealthy watch reality shows, while 78% of the poor do so. In addition, 86% of the wealthy love to read, with an impressive 88% claiming that they read for self-improvement for 30 minutes or more per day.
Yeah, but I'm going to push back on this one.
Okay.
Because I swear that watching Judge Judy every day has actually made me a smarter person.
But has it made you a more wealthy person?
I think smart is important before wealth.
Probably.
Doesn't smart lead to wealth, that's what you want?
If that's what you want. I believe that smart is more important than wealth, yes.
Because we keep saying wealth.
We got too many dummies in our country now anyway, so what can I say? Smart is important, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you that wealthy people write to-do lists the night before. This is something I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Successful people are known for writing their to-do lists the night before so that they're able to set priorities. For the following day, they number their lists as well to identify which tasks are the most important. And I do that. I do it by priority. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. What is number eight, Griff?
Number eight is a doozy. They set goals and they visualize. Joel Brown interviewed a number of high achievers for Entrepreneur Magazine. He found that 95% of the successful achievers I have interviewed practiced writing down their goals, plans, and visions for success on a regular basis. Successful people do this the night before or the first thing in the morning so that they are prepared to tackle the challenges that await them. Now, that's actually when I'm a big believer
this
in, too.
This is very important.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, you gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna make a dream come true?
Was that South Pacific?
It's South Pacific.
South Pacific.
Talking happy, happy, happy talk.
I love that. You know, that was my favorite. That South Pacific and, oh, there's a couple other ones I love, but that's definitely one of my favorites.
It's interesting because I know a lot of younger people who are into theater, and I don't mean to digress here, but it is an interesting point, who aren't big fans of South Pacific. And, you know, I know it's an old school musical, but what they failed at, it's before my time. I wasn't born until 1954. But I think what's important to understand is how that musical worked in its time, which was, you know, this wasn't that far after the war had ended. So for an enormous generation of people who went through this, this was kind of like a great closing statement in a way. This reflected the times for them. So that's why it's so personal for, you know, now a generation who's, you know, rather old but remembers it fondly.
I was brought up in a military household. Mm-hmm. Those things were important.
Yeah, yeah.
My mother loved show tunes. We had all the albums and everything, but that was a biggie. I've seen that movie on TMZ many times now.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I have been known to parade around the house singing, I'm going to wash that man
right out
of my hair.
I love that one. Oh.
Anyhow.
And she was adorable, of course.
Right.
Number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy people manage their money.
Oh, now, before you go on, I know I'm in the same boat. This is the most painful one for me. Isn't money to spend? I spend it well.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Wealthy people manage their money. Successful people have gotten where they are because they're able to manage their finances well. This means that they invest their money wisely, look for mm-hmm. new opportunities, and set aside emergency funds. They're also more generous and willing to donate to those who need help. Yeah, because they've done all the right things and saved their money.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old saying that luck and preparation will always meet opportunity. The most successful people set themselves up for success by preparing for it all the time.
That's right.
Successful people expect that luck will find them, and it usually does.
You know, a couple weeks ago, it's an interesting thing about the being more generous. It's homeless people here in San Jose, and I go to our local Walgreens, and there's a rather very, very down-and-out old guy, homeless guy, kind of shuffling by the door, who says as they come out, you got a dollar? And I said, wait a minute. And I looked at my wallet. I didn't have any dollars, but I had a five. I said, here's five. And he looked at it, and he looked at me, and he started to cry and said, I can't believe you're giving me $5. I can eat today. And I looked at him, and I said, oh, my. Well, sure, but... And then I realized, to me, it's just $5. To this human being, this is their next 24 hours staying alive. So
that's
I reached him and gave him a 20.
Well, of course.
And then they had to call an ambulance because he fainted. No.
I know. It's all relative, isn't it, Griff?
It's relative, and we often forget. I hope I never lose, you know, that little shred of empathy with the human beings that share the planet with us who are, for whatever reason, and who cares what the reason is, are less fortunate than ourselves, have no place to live, have no, you know, no real safety net, and are surviving day by day. There's a lot of those people out there, and I'm always taken aback when we vilify them. So if you're wealthy and you're happy, it helps to give. It really does.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
Most of the big shots do, anyway. I don't know about the wealthy people living next door to you. But listen, there's an old country song, I've been up and I've been down and I've been to San Antone. And I can tell you, I have been up and I have been down and I have been to San Antone. I've been up, I've been down, right now I'm in the middle. I have managed to survive all of it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing in particular stands out to me, though.
What?
You got to give to others the whole time.
I think you do.
You really do.
I really
got to help
other
people.
To give it, yeah.
I think it's part of being a human being, and I think that we are obliged to do that. Many people don't do it. You know, politically, I won't even go into that, but some people politically believe in giving more to others than other political people do. Just do it in your hometown, wherever. Give, help other people. Very, very important.
Griffin, I think it becomes overwhelming for a lot of people because there's, I mean, the, now that we have such instant access to news around the world, it's very easy to become kind of fatigued by the need of so many millions of people in the world who don't have enough to get by for a day.
Homeless people love San Diego for obvious reasons.
The weather.
Yes. They can sleep out almost all year here. And we have Father Joe here who does a wonderful job finding places for people to sleep at night and stuff. But so much more. They keep getting thrown out of neighborhoods, you know.
Yeah. And you know, what makes this pertinent to the show, of course, is that one quality, regardless of who you are when you sell on eBay, whether you're young or old or male or female or Republican or Democrat, is that there's shared quality I always notice is this real generosity of spirit. I think a lot of people understanding what it's like to be at or close to the bottom, regardless of who you are, and you never forget it. And it's funny how, or ironic, I think, how sometimes people that don't have a whole lot but have a little bit more are so willing to be generous with others. And I'll give you an example. Without sellers being generous, there would be no giving works and millions of dollars given to charity. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Coming up next, today's final segment of today's eBay Radio Show.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at bubblefest.com. For more information.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 333.
Being successful takes work, and there are no quick fixes. Marcia Collier is the best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She offers this tip.
For everybody listening, you know, like I say, I've been doing this for 20 years, been on eBay for 20 years. If you don't keep doing what you do best and keep working at it, don't say, hey, I think I'll take the day off and go to the beach. If it's a work day, keep working. Keep doing what you do. And don't go and look, maybe I can buy a fix. The bottom line is, keep something listed on eBay. Stay in the game.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales.
Okay, Griff, it's time to read the eBay Radio event calendar.
My favorite segment.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, the Inland Empire eBay Seller Meetup is going to happen at the University Bar and Grill, 2999 West Kendall Drive, Suite A, in San Bernardino, California. And the cost is zero. That's tonight, August 11th. And then on the 13th, on Thursday, the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers meetup group, they're going to talk about the spring seller update. It's at 6 p.m. tonight, Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then on Friday is the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's going to be entitled, Let's Get Ready for the Holidays. And the event is taking place from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Friday the 14th at the Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And, of course, our friend Tom Sutton is the organizer of that. Then on the next week I have nothing on the calendar, but the week after that on the 25th is the Southern California E-Commerce Sellers Group. They're going to talk about negotiation strategies from thrift hunters Brian Goodman and researching and valuing your items with Worth Points Will Seipel. They're going to have both of them, and that's going to be Tuesday, August 25th from 6 to 9 p.m., and it is at eBay headquarters in San Jose. And then on the 27th, the Sydney eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup group. Neil Waterhouse is the organizer, and they're going to meet from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., 99 on York, 9599 York Street, Sydney, Australia. And it says, join your fellow sellers and going back to basics to learn how to buy and sell on eBay. So, and then the only other thing I have is ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Let's go to next month because we know what's going on next month. Next month on
in
the 10th.
San Jose, we are 20.
We are 20. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
And of course, that's the 10th and the 11th, Thursday and Friday of this month. Excuse me, of next month, September. And it starts at 7 a.m. and goes through the following afternoon. And it's in San Jose at the Convention Center. The cost, I believe, now is up to $95. And I think that's where it gets capped, is at $95. So
$95, yeah.
If you want to learn, go to ebay.com/WeAre20 and enjoy all the wonderful things that are going to be going on in San Jose. So, Griff, you've got to take care of your cold, honey.
Well, I think after the show, I'm going to go back home. We have a live webinar tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
And I have to go up to San Francisco for that, but I think I'll be all right.
Why do you have to go to San Francisco?
Usually we stream them from here, but this one's being streamed from San Francisco, and it's about promoted listings. A lot of questions about that program, especially as it's now being incrementally rolled out to more sellers in selected categories. Over time, the categories themselves will be increased and the sellers too. We want to make sure that the rollout is flawless and has no negative impact on eBay sellers' businesses. So it's a slow but deliberate and ongoing rollout. So if you want to know more about that, we'll be having that webinar tomorrow, and I believe you can, I forget the URL you're supposed to go to, but if you go to the Seller Information Center on eBay and look for the webinars page, I'm sure it's there, you can see the schedule.
Do you know what time it is? You don't know what time.
No, and I may have only been, they may have sent out a limited invite, but if you can attend. I don't have the URL in front of me, sorry.
Okay.
I'm just the stupid talent who, you know, moderates.
Do I know that well?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, yes. They bring the talent in.
They drag us in. They think, oh, if we call them talent, that'll get their, you know, mm-hmm. they'll feel better. Mm-hmm. Really, talent in that. Is, bring out the furniture. That's basically it. So.
Well, you know, the
set pieces.
Yeah, in radio, too, they divide you up in threes in radio stations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's talent, sales, and admin.
And who has all the power?
And the admin has all the power.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and salespeople make a lot of money, make the most money.
And talent?
Yeah, I can walk you into anything.
They live down in a van by the river.
Exactly, if they're lucky.
Literally, if they're lucky,
if
right.
If they're lucky. Till you reach a certain point in your career, and then they still treat you like talent. We're all supposed to be nuts, you know, creative types. That's what they think. You know what I mean? That we don't know anything about bringing the money in or anything. In other words, talent is in a non-productive department because we don't bring in revenue.
We're non-revenue
producing.
You're the babbling voice.
Right, and they think it's real easy to do it, too. So
Isn't that funny how people feel that way?
They do, yeah. They feel that way about any creative people. Look at all these creative people selling things on eBay that they make themselves.
I know.
Their families. I follow a lot of them on Facebook.
Of course, yeah.
And they have problems convincing their families that what they're doing is relevant.
It never ends.
I know, for creative folks.
When are you going to get a real job?
Exactly.
Right? There's nothing nicer than to have a family and friend network that supports what you do unconditionally and only offers critiques when you ask for them.
I like that.
Yeah.
It should only happen. Well,
I know a guy, and I don't want to mention names, but I have an old friend from the music business in Boston his son, who was born in 19, he wanted to play didgeridoo. That's his whole life. And and now he's one of the world's most famous didgeridoo players. So there it is.
Hey, my mother used to get notes. I talked too much in class.
And good, it's good you did.
And here I am.
On the radio. We'll see you next week. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Syndication.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.